My brothers, we must love the Sahaba and those who are like them, those who follow their path, the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and be careful that we fall into an affair which we cannot handle. وَيُدَافِعُونَ عَنْ هَذِهِ الزَّنْدَقَةِ These people who defend the heretics. وَيُدَافِعُونَ عَنِ الْكُتُبِ الَّتِي حَوَتْ هَذِهِ الْجَرَائِمِ وَيُوَلُّونَ وَيُعَادُونَ عَلَيْهَا هَؤُلَاءِ لَا يُؤْتَمَنُونَ عَلَى دِينِ اللَّهِ These people who defend the Rafidans, they cannot be entrusted with the deen of Allah. وَلَا يُوثَقْ بِهِمْ They can't be trusted. وَلَا قِيمَةَ لَهُمْ And there's no value for them. The fact that they don't even move with the speaking of the Sahaba. وَيَجِبُ أَنْ يُلْحَقُوا بِالرَّوَافِضِ وَالطَّوَائِفَ أَهْلِ الضُّلَالِ Therefore, they must be with the ones that they defend, the Rawafid and the people of misguidance. وَيُحَارَبُوا أَشَدَّ الْحَرْبِ And you find them fighting. هَؤُلَاء خَوَنَة غَشَّاشُونَ These are the real deceivers. They are the real cheaters. ضَيُّعَ أَبْنَاءَ الْأُمَّةِ They are the ones who have made the ummah or the children of the ummah be deviated and lost. Naam. And they give them talbis, deception, wahiyal wal makr, plots and plans, all against this blessed da'wah. Because this da'wah, Shaykh Rabi says, there's nobody praised above Allah and His Rasul and the Sahaba. Nobody goes in front of them. So a lot of these misguided groups, they want to be in front of them. But this blessed da'wah, nobody's above that. We are all accountable. هذا الدين الله هذه عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة كيف تقول نحن من أهل السنة والجماعة وأنتم في واد وهم في واد How can you say that you are from أهل السنة والجماعة They are upon a river and you are upon another river another way كلما نأتي في واد نجدكم مع أهل البدع Every time we come to a river we see you with أهل البدع On the same platform How could it be You're from Ahl Sunnah and you go and mix with Ahl Bid'ah on the same platform in the name of Da'wah, in the name of I want people to hear what I've got to say, what I've got to say. Nasallahu Salama. Every time we find a river, a word, or a place where the Ahl Bid'ah are, you are there. Look at the conferences that they have. Look at them, wallah. Look at the conferences. Find these names, and you have to have one of these mushbuheen in there as well. And yet, because we criticize them and say this is wrong, they say you are harsh. كلما نأتي في واد نجدكم مع أهل البدع. We find you with them. نعم. كلما نسلك نعم شعبا من شعاب أهل السنة نجدكم في شعاب الأخرى. Every time we follow a path from the path of Ahl Sunnah, governing from Ahl Sunnah, we find you on the other path, not with them. تنافحون تدافعون you defend and you defend them على أهل البدع and ضلال defend أهل البدع and ضلال and what do you use your efforts against the Salafiyin just like nowadays in this country harsh with the brothers in Maktaba Salafiyah for example harsh with them and easy with the others how is it possible harsh with them and they're with who And when you say to them, you pin them down, you say to them, who is with the ulama and who's closest to the ulama? They will say to you, the brothers in the maktaba. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. Naam. But harsh with them and easy with the people of innovation. So in their bookshops you will find, and the bookshops of those who open the doors for Ahlul Bidah and they open the doors of the people of Dalala, what do you find? You find the book, Don't Be Sad. Naam, Don't Be Sad, the bestseller now, they say. Don't Be Sad. You find book of people of misguidance. What else do you find in there? You find a book, Hakada Adlamul Anbiya by Salman Al-Awda. You find those books translated, they're in their bookshops. No problem, easy. No problem. You say to them, The ulama of Al-Sunnah, no, we don't want that. The ulama, they don't want that. And they don't want those who are clarifying that. Shaykh Rabi'ah they dislike. Why? Because he clarified his affairs. He clarifies his affairs. They don't like that. They don't want that. They want everybody to be, as like some of them now, they go around saying, we don't care As much as you got somebody refuting one of these individuals that you are talking about, there is also somebody who is defending them. So we don't care anymore. But they do care because they've made a stance. So don't be deluded by their position. They have already made a stance. They have already made a stance. And they do care. SubhanAllah. And I said to that individual, what about Allah said in the Quran? If you differ amongst yourself, take it back to Allah and His Rasul. In kuntum tu'minuna billahi wal yawm al-akhir, dhalika khayrun wa ahsanu ta'wila. If you truly believe in Allah in the last day, that is better for you. That is better for you. So here, you'll find them. The person, he said to me, when I mentioned that verse to him, it's a matter of dalil, ya akhi. It's a matter of proof. It's a matter of hubb al-sahaba. And you would line with those who speak against sahaba. You would line with those who have takfir in them. And you have easy with them. You invite them to your conferences. Easy. But with the people of haq in your country, they are harsh. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi. Wada'u al-qawa'id wal-manahij. They have put forward principles and methodologies. Wa aqamu ad-dunya wa aq'aduha himayatan li ahli al-bid'ah. They did all that to defend the innovators. Principles. Principles to defend Ahl Bid'ah. Just like nowadays, this new book by one of the Jordanians. What did he put in that book? In that book he said, Manhaj of the Salaf. Naam. What's Manhaj of the Salaf? In that book, Ya Ikhwan. What does he say? This individual. Because of money, you know, money is dangerous, Ya Ikhwan. That's why they say, Muhammad bin Hadi, Hafidhullah, he said, the word money in itself means to deviate. Mala yamilu maylan. Mala rajulu. Huh? Maylan. The man deviated into deviation. So mal in itself makes you deviated. So when all that money comes from Ihya Turath, mashallah, tabarakallah, then you start speaking with the tongue, halas. Becomes difficult now. That's why be careful. Be careful of money. It will affect your heart and then you deviate. Just like this here, they come here not because to make ta'awun with the Salafis, they want to do their own thing, and that's what they used to do more than 10-15 years ago, their own thing. And they will buy du'at, they will buy them with money. As Sheikh Rabi'a Hafidhullah is saying here, they follow, they will make qawa'id. And in that book, one of the qawa'id that this individual made, he said many people they speak about the position of Imam Ahmad rahimullah regarding Dawood al-Dahiri. When Dawood al-Dahiri, who was known to have innovations, or was known to have his positions of deviation, and Imam Ahmad rahimullah heard about it from the ulama, so when this individual came to his house, he didn't let him in his house. This story is well known. So this individual is saying in his book Manhaj al-Salaf, supposedly, which Sheikh Abdullah Bukhari called Manhaj al-Khalaf, not Salaf. In this book he says, many people claim that Imam Ahmad's position was that position. But they don't know that Imam Ahmad rahimahullah has another position regarding the innovators. Here's the qa'ida coming now. Slowly, slowly. Wait for it, it's coming. Look, for example, he says, in Tariq Baghdad, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, actually, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, there's a narration in Tariq Baghdad of Khatib Baghdadi. In there, he mentions that a group of people are speaking against Sahaba, are making narrations against Sahaba. And here in this narration there, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah is saying that the Sahaba, that he's been patient with these individuals and he's hanging around with them. What does this give you, ya akhi? When you hear this and when you read this, what does it give you? It makes you believe that Imam Ahmad has another position regarding the Ahl Bid'ah, with those who speak against Sahaba or have books against Sahaba, that we should be patient, we should be with them and advise them and so on, and just leave it at that. SubhanAllah. Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi Hafidhullah, he said, and he brought out the full story from a sunnah of Khalal, of the same story of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. Yes, there were individuals who were writing a hadith about the Sahaba, and Imam Ahmad rahimahullah initially he advised them, yes, but when they continued to narrate these hadith, it mentions he فأعرض عنهم, he turned away from them. He turned away from them. So don't dilute the position of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah with regards to the innovators. And don't dilute the position of Ahlus Sunnah of the past with regards to the innovators. We turn away from them. We advise them. They don't want to listen with their kibr and hawa. Then we turn away from them. And we don't mix with them. Nor do we go on the same platform for them. You speak with Sunnah, they speak with bid'ah. MashaAllah. How is that ta'awun al-birri wa taqwa? And eventually, they speak with bid'ah, you speak with bid'ah. نعم. كلما نأتي في واد نجدكم مع أهل البدع. كلما نسلك شعبا أو نعم شعب من شعاب أهل السنة نجدكم في شعاب الأخرى. تنافحون وتدافعون عن أهل البدع والضلال. والله وضعوا القواعد والمناهج وأقاموا الدنيا وأقعدوها حماية لأهل البدع. فكيف يكون هؤلاء من أهل السنة؟ How can they be from أهل السنة then? يجب أن يلحقوا بأهل الضلال. They must be put with the people of misguidance and the people of innovations. ويلحقوا بالروافد وهكذا. Those who defend the روافد, leave them with them. ولو ادعوا أنهم ضد الرافضة, even if they claim they're not with the رافضة and oppose them. لا نصدقهم, we do not believe them. لا نأتمنهم, we do not trust them. على أبنائنا, with regards our sons. الآن أبناؤنا في مدارس وجامعات فيهم أهل بدع يربيهم هؤلاء. نعم, some of our children, they are studying in schools and some of the universities. And in these places, there are some people of innovation who are cultivating them and educating our children, يعني, in the wrong way. يربون على هذا الفساد وعلى هذا الضلال. نعم, وعلى هذا الضياع. They are training them to be upon misguidance and futility and being lost. وعلى هذا الابتعاد والشرود بالشباب الأمة عن الغشاشين عن المنهج أهل السنة والجماعة. Deviating them away from Ahlus Sunnah al-Jama'ah. This, wallahi, we've seen our own eyes. One time we did a trip to visit Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi rahimahullah when he was still alive. And we went by way of Abha, and from there we were going to go to Samta, which is in Jizan, just outside Jizan, maybe 50-60 kilometers. So on the way we went to Abha because we heard there was a Sanad Ali, a Sheikh there, who you can read to and get a Sanad from him, the books of Muhammad Abdul Wahab rahimahullah. Between him and Muhammad Wahab, there's only four scholars. Yani, so is Sanad Ali, man in his 90s. Rahimahullah, I think he's passed away, rahimahullah. Then we went there. That day it was raining very hard in Abha. And we found out that actually he'd been, we didn't know, we asked some people the way. They showed us the way. Then we found out he'd gone to Mecca that time. So those individuals, they said, come, drink tea and this. We didn't want to, because we don't know who they are. So they said, come, drink tea. Eventually, when we came to their place, because we didn't know the way, so, and plus, the fact is, when they showed us the way, we were not in our car. They took us in their car. So we were stuck in a way. We were stuck, and all we wanted to do is get back to our car. So now they were in their car, and they're taking us to their house. They took us, actually, to their center. Tabarru'at, you know, raises money and stuff. So we sat down there, and then they started giving us da'wah. Da'wah towards Hassan al-Banna, da'wah towards all these misguided, yani, saying to us, this is the method. You're in Saudi. As if you don't know Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah and Sheikh ibn Baz rahimahullah. You don't know Sheikh al-Albani rahimahullah. These are the only ones you know. Those who have the motto, نتعاون في ما تفقنا عليه ويعذر بعضنا في بعض فيما اختلفنا فيه. We excuse each other those things we don't agree upon. Excusing each other, even upon aqidah and manhaj. So this was the way of the Ikhwan Muslimin. They were calling us to that. And alhamdulillah, Allah saved us, because in amidst them, there was one individual from Samita. And they were trying to say, you must spend the night with us. Overnight, it's raining outside. Wallahi, that was more beloved to us than staying there. So alhamdulillah, in the end, we managed to get out. This brother from Samita who was there, who was trying to, was getting slowly affected by them, he said, I'll show you the way. And that day, wallahi, Ikhwan, from Abha to Samita was a difficult journey. You're doing shahada on the way, because it was raining hard, and you're going down that mountain, and you're going down that mountain, which is like 2 or 3 kilometers up. You're going down at such a degrees, and at the bottom of the mountain, the water has been has gathered. The car can easily be stopped, and it can easily be stuck. And that was more beloved to us than sitting with those people of misguidance. Naam. So here, Shaykh Rabi'ah Hafidhullah, unfortunately, he says the Shabab, they follow blindly these individuals who they cheat them in the end, and they play with the Deen of Allah and with the Shabab. Naam. I think we have gone overboard, you know. Subhanakallah wa hamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I mean, you stop there, and Allahu Akbar. I wanted to finish today, wallahu musta'an. You don't mind if carry on? We'll finish today, inshallah. وَمَنْ انْتَقَصَ أَحَدًا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَوْ أَبْغَضَهُ بِحَدَثٍ كَانَ مِنْهُ وَلَوْ حَصَلَ وَلَوْ ثَبَتَ أَنَّ هَذَا الصَّحَابِي وَقَعَ فِي خَطَأٍ لَا تَذْكُرْهُ وَلَا تَنْتَقِصْهُ بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ. If you know any of the companions fall into a mistake, don't humiliate that companion. Don't speak ill of him for any mistake. بَلْ قُلْ هَذَا مُجْتَهِدْ. Say that he was mujtahid in that affair. He was mujtahid, and he strived to follow the truth. هذا مذهب أهل السنة والجماعة أنه ما حصل من خلاف بين الصحابة نعم فهم مجتهدون. Whatever transpired between them, any differences, they are مجتهدون. وكثير مما نسب إليهم كذب, and many times there's lies written about them. كثير مما نسب إليهم حرف وغير. Many things that are mentioned about them, ascribed to them, has been changed and has been tampered with, such that the people speak against the Sahaba. وبدل, and it was changed. وزيد فيه, and also they added to it. ونعم ونقص أو نقص منه, and has been reduced. كما قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله وما ثبت عنهم من الأخطاء فهو كقطرة في بحر. As Shaykh Islam Taymiyyah said, whatever happened and occurred from their mistake, then it's like a drop in an ocean. يعني لما يخطئ خطيئة, when, meaning that if they make a mistake, وحسنة من حسناته تمرة ينفقها أفضل من جبل أحد. Subhanallah, a date that they have put forward in charity is better for them. يعني the size of a mud in the hadith, and a tamra is like Jabal Uhud. Is that the Mount Uhud? That's just a tamra. What about if it's the much that they have put forward? How many Uhuds do they have in gold? So we don't speak about them. He says, will you be able to give charity the size of Uhud? And if you did that, you will only get the size of a mud of one of them, a measure of two hands put together, or even half of that. Naam. يأتي عند الله هذا المد أفضل من جبل أحد ومن جبال الدنيا كلها. So they will come better than this, better than جبل أحد. The Sahaba رضي الله عنهم, than your mud that you've put forward, the mud that they've put forward will be better than, will be like جبل أحد. بارك الله فيك. لو جمعت جبالا من هذه النفقات ما تكون مثل مد أحد من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So even if these charity, the money that was gathered, all of these money that's gathered, you'll never be able to reach their way. يعني يجب أن نحترمهم, أن نحترمهم. We must يعني honor them, respect them. وأن نقدرهم وأن نعرف منزلتهم. We must know their منزلة. We must know their منزلة, their level. عند الله, with Allah. لأن لهم منزلة عند الله. لأن لهم منزلة عند الله. نعم, they have a manzila with Allah. يجعل مد أحدهم أو نصيفة مما ينفقه كبار التابعين كيف بك أنت. This is a faida. He said a mud of one of them in charity, yeah, you would not even reach that if you were to give, if a tabi'i was to give, huh, Uhud in gold. How about you? So tabi'i came after the Sahaba. Tabi'i cannot reach the Sahaba, huh? Even if a tabi'i, a successor, were to give the whole of Uhud in gold, he would not be able to reach their way. A tabi'i. How about you? 1300 years later, 1400 years later. And we are not better than the tabi'in. يعني هؤلاء الذين يطعنون في أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما عظموهم وما عرفوا منزلتهم. So those who revile the companions, they don't really know their level. They don't know their level with Allah. But استهانوا بها, rather they يعني became short and, they belittled it. الذي يدافعون عن هذه الأصناف ويتولونهم ما عرفوا قدرهم. So those who defend the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم, we don't know their level as well. Look at the ulama, they defend the Sahaba. We don't know the level. وَيْتَوَلَّوْنَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا قَدْرَهُمْ. They defend them. They have wala. They love them. These individuals have not realized the level of the ulama who defend the Sahaba. وَلَا عَرَفُوا مَنْزِلَتَهُمْ. وَإِلَّا كَيْفَ يَتَوَلُّونَ هَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ يُسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. How can they befriend and be companions and defend those who have spoken ill of the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم. تنشر الكتب وتطبع التي تسب أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. تسب أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Books are printed and are given out which revile the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم. ويروج لها ويدافع عنها. And people have campaigns to defend these books. وَيُقَالُ نَحْنُ مِنْ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَعَةِ. And yet they say we are from أهل السنة والجماعة. لا والله لا والله لا والله إن أهل السنة براء من هذه الأصناف. أهل السنة are free from these paths and from these ways. نعم. نعم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. We stop there إن شاء الله. نعم.
What do we do if some of the ulama of Ahl al-Sunnah go to like Green Lane? Do we go and
don't increase their ranks. This is what Sheikh Ubayd Hafidullah says. Don't increase their ranks.
Even if the scholars of Ahl
al-Sunnah. Akhi, alhamdulillah, knowledge is not restricted. No. You have now, mashallah, you have knowledge on the internet. Now look at this computer I have here. You have, mashallah, tabarakallah, here. Whole programs, the whole of Silsilat Huda and Nur of Sheikh Al-Bani, all of Al-Bani's Rahmah tapes here. And Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, Rahmullah. And Sheikh Abdul Masih Abbad, Hafidhahullah. And Sheikh, Sheikh Al-Bani, Rahmullah. And Sheikh Ibn Baz, Rahmullah. All their tapes here. Knowledge has not been withheld and restricted. So don't increase their ranks. This is what Sheikh Ubayd, Hafidhullah, advised us. So we don't increase the ranks, any. Because why? Why does he say that? Because Sheikh Ubayd says, because they are Siyasiyun. They are politicians. Today they bring you the Mufti. Tomorrow they bring you. Huh? They bring you who? Nah, you know who they bring. We don't want to. We're fasting. You go to Salafi Talk, you see all of those that they bring there. Yeah. So don't increase their ranks. This is the advice of Sheikh Ubayd. Today they bring you someone, the Mufti, or they bring you someone who's Sunni, and tomorrow they bring you somebody else. Yeah. Salam to Allah. Why? That's why Sheikh Ubayd calls it siyasa, politics. Ahl al-Sunnah clear. Ahl al-Sunnah, they don't play games. The wala and bara is in the right place. We love the ulama of Ahl al-Sunnah, and we don't. Yani our love is for them because of the Deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Ahl al-Bid'ah, and those who speak with their tongue, and those who cooperate with the Ahl al-Bid'ah. We don't love what they are doing. So why are we raising them? Why raise them? Did Sheikh Ibn Baz Rahimahullah used to raise them? Sheikh Ibn Baz Rahimahullah said, I ordered that they are imprisoned. Amen. Letter written. Written letter. Why? Because their harm is for the Ummah. Those start speaking against the ruler. Letter is written. Sheikh Ibn Baz Rahimahullah doesn't know wala and bara. And only you know. Sheikh Ibn Baz Rahimullah wrote a letter to Sheikh Rabi'i. He used to write letters to him. Tell me about this individual. What do you say about him? Anam. Written letter was signed, everything. We've seen with our own eyes. That's Sheikh Ibn Baz Rahimullah, the qima that he used to have for Sheikh Rabi'i. Hafidhullah. And Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah likewise. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he didn't refute the innovators. And Shaykh Salih Fawzan, when they ask him questions about Jama'at Tabligh, don't go with them. We don't need Tabligh in this country. We have, alhamdulillah, ulama here, sunnah. Why do you need Tabligh? Tabligh on what? What are you going to teach? Like the man who's in front of Shaykh Albani, Tabligh, he said to Albani, rahimahullah, he said to him, يعني, you are accusing us, تتهمنا. You are accusing us in the wrong way. Shaykh Albani, rahimahullah, says, أعوذ بالله, that I will accuse any Muslim of that which is not true. He said to him, I'm not speaking without truth. I'm saying your jama'ah doesn't teach aqidah. The man said, well, we do, we teach iman, we teach sifat sitta, iman, so on. So Shaykh Albani says, where is Allah? Don't forget these questions, ya ikhwan. We used to use them more than 18, 20 years ago against Hizb al-Tahrir, and they always get stuck. Always they get stuck. All the jama'ah, they get stuck on this question. The question of who? Of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the jariyah. Not my question. Question of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said to him, Shaykh al-Bani rahimahullah said to him, so where is Allah? The man kept quiet. It's on here. You want to listen to it? I'll make you listen to it directly. Listen to it? Bismillah. اسمعوا كلام الشيخ حتى لا تقولوا قال فلان لكن قولوا قال الشيخ على طول سند عالي ها هاي you can go directly to Shaykh Al-Bani Allah. What did he say? Just to give you the background, what did Shaykh Al-Bani Allah say to him? He said, I'm saying to you, where is Allah? You don't even know the answer and you go around giving dawah 4 months in another country, 30 days in a lifetime, in a year, and 3 days in a month. You don't even know where is Allah. You don't know the aqidah of rububiyya, uluhiyya, asma wa sifat, and you go and give da'wah. فَلْيَكُنْ أَوَّلَ مَا تَدْعُوهِمْ إِلَيْهِ شَهَادَةٌ لَا إِلَى اللَّهِ. This is da'wah of anbiya. What did that man say? He says, maybe I'll give you an answer that you're not pleased with. He says, Allahu Akbar. You are giving me an answer to please me or to please Allah. Do you know or you don't know? He says, I don't know. Then Shaykh Albani grilled him. Said to him, you don't know the aqidah of Ahl Sunnah. And even if you knew, you would not have learnt it from Jama'at Tabligh. You would have learnt it outside Jama'at Tabligh. Even if you knew. And Shaykh Albani, then one of them said, yeah, I know. He says, okay, where is Allah then? He says, well, Allah said in the Quran, Ar-Rahman Arsh Istawa. Shaykh Albani said, Astawa, bima'na Stawla, or bima'na Qasada wa Artafa'a. He said, bima'na Artafa'a, yani Allah rose above the arsh, not he conquered the arsh. He says, Ahsant. But did you get this from Jama'at al-Tabligh or from outside Jama'at al-Tabligh? He said, from outside Jama'at al-Tabligh. He says, Hakada, we are speaking about the Jama'ah, ya ikhwan, not the one single individual in the Jama'ah. The Jama'at al-Tabligh don't go around teaching Aqeedah. The correct Aqeedah of Ahl al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And likewise, all of these misguided groups, they are Sufis. Sufiyat al-Asriya, as Shaykh al-Bani called them, the modern day Sufis. And likewise, the Sufis of today. These individuals, it's amazing, ya ikhwan. It's amazing, wallahi, how the yesterday resembles today. How yesterday, wallahi, look what happened yesterday. Individuals in Saudi Arabia, hukum for Allah, hukum for Allah. Now you're with the Sufis, cooperating. What happened to hukum of Allah? Yesterday, write beautiful books, dua, nice book, cheap as well. Dua of the believers, dua. Yasir Qadi, dua book. Beautiful book, mashallah, yani on the outset. I haven't read it. They say it's a good seller. Dua. But yet you cooperate, have a pact, sign an agreement with who? With the Sufis who do dua to other than Allah. Taibish faidat al kitab. What's the benefit of writing a book on dua if you're cooperating with those who do dua to other than Allah? Where's the sidq? Truthfulness. And in the book, there's dua, tawheed, everything in there. Subhanallah. And yet, ma fi mushkila, I feel so much brotherhood with the Sufis. I feel so much brotherhood in the air. So, ikhwan, we must not be fooled. The ulama can be reached from other than these individuals. Alhamdulillah. And in the end, these individuals only call to themselves anyway. They say, I'm the reference point. Because the ulama, really, they don't know what's going on. Na'am, is what he said. The ulama, really, they don't know the current affairs, what's happening in our setting. We've been in da'wah up and down the countries, in the west, going, we know what's going on. Sheikh Ali Nasir Faqih, what did he say? He said, the Islam we're living is the Islam you're living. Islam is one, it's not two Islams. So the issue is not whether you know the waqi'. The issue is, na'am, and to say that they don't know, this is not true. The main issue is, mashallah, say that you know the waqi'. Do you know the fatwa and how to deal with the waqi'? More than the ulama. That means all those verses, fas'alu ahl al-dhikri, are you? You are the ahl al-dhikr. And those verses where Allah mentions about the ulama, they are raised, that's you. So just tell the people, I'm the alim then. Don't hide it. Just say, that's what I mean. I'm the alim. Follow me. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They've fallen into that. Fallen into opening the doors to ahl al-bid'ah. With who? With Sufis. What type of Sufis? From the highest of the Sufis of shirk. Like who? Hamza Yusuf has got, he translated a whole Burda of Busayri. And in there it says, he translated it. And it says, you Muhammad, what is your knowledge except the ilm al-lawhi wal-qalami? The knowledge of the lawhi al-mahfuz and the qalam, the pen that writes. That's the knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A'udhu billah. Look at the overpraise, exaggeration for Rasulullah. Prophet said, لا تطروني كما أطرأت النصارى عيسى بن مريم ولكن قولوا عبد الله ورسوله. Prophet said, don't exaggerate, overpraise me like the Christians overpraised Isa ibn Maryam. But say I'm a slave of Allah and his messenger. هكذا قال من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the student, those who signed that pact from their students is who? From their teachers is who? Habib Ali Jafri. He says the awliya of Allah can create a janin inside the womb of a woman. Yani a fetus. They can create or Allah creates. Allah says, Ala lahu al-khalq wal-amr. So Allah belongs the creation and the affair. What does he say? He says, no, not just they have the khalq. Also the awliya of Allah have the khalq. They can also create. These are the ones you feel brotherhood with. So why write a book on dua then if you're going to cooperate with these individuals? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. من ثمارهم تعرفونهم. So this is right here. This is a very good search engine. Inshallah, whoever wants a copy of this, you can get it. All you have to write, whatever word you want. So this is right, tabligh. I did this before, right? This is prepared from before, huh? Because we did three classes from Sheikh Al. We already translated it. You can get it, inshallah. The brothers in Slough will put it out soon. It just finished yesterday. Now. Yes, it's called Ahl Athar, Hadith Al Athar. So just listen to it, and he has now about Jamaat Tabligh from all the major scholars. I have like over. You have to find it, you know. It's over. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. So much, so many. So I'm just going to go to the Munaqasha, the discussion where he says the Jamaat Albani with the man called Al Aql. Now I've already. I've already translated that tape. That's available, inshallah, for the brothers. They can get it because you have the Jamaat Tabligh Mosque here, so you can give da'wah to them. Give it to them. There's another one here where Sheikh Al-Albani Allah asked him, Ayn Allah. I'll just find it for you. All of it repeated statements from all of his tapes. So far I've nearly reached 100. I'm still looking for it. Na'am, hold on. And yes, any questions while we're waiting? Na'am, ask ya akhi. Yes, there is a fatwa from Sheikh Ubaid on that they're not allowed to look before 4 months.
Before 4 months?
No. Because before 4 months, there's ilm al-ghayb. Before 4 months, they shouldn't use those machines to look. After that, when the ruh, the spirit, is blown into that, to the womb of the mother, then only after that, the sex is known of the janin, boy or girl. And Sheikh Ubaid said it's better not to even delve into that. It's allowed, if they want to thereafter to prepare. You know, maybe some of them, especially the women, you know, they want to get the clothes. If it's a girl, it's pink clothes and blue clothes if it's a boy. So it's allowed after 4 months, but it's not advisable because some families, you know, they may want a boy, and if they say he's a girl, they may get upset. You know how that some people, they have this thing about, you know, oh, try again, don't worry. You know, the families will say to them, try again, don't worry. I know it's a girl, don't worry about it. Subhanallah. The girl, subhanallah, if you bring up two girls or three girls upon the sunnah of Allah, there will be a shield for you from the hellfire. There will be a shield for me from the hellfire. But unfortunately, this is the culture that has, you know, nasallahu salama. That's the answer to your question, Yaqeed, which I heard directly. It will be on Markaz Mu'adim al-Jabal, inshallah. We will have a fatawa section on a regular basis from the Mashaykh of Medina and Avad and Medina, from those already collected. There will be a fatawa section, so you can go directly to that, yani, and look up the sections. It's still in the early stages, but we hope, inshallah, in the future, it will be used. It can be used by the ikhwa to search for questions, especially like this, on marriage, on these kind of things, from the mashayikh. Especially that one, you don't really hear it on a regular basis. Naam, anybody else have any? While we're looking for this?
Again, the last 10 nights of Ramadan, particularly the odd night, at what point is one's actions considered better than 1,000 months? Is it when as soon as Maghrib enters or during the last part of the night?
As soon as Maghrib enters, that's the night. That's when the night begins. So from Maghrib, you strive your utmost to pray, yani, in jama'ah. You strive your utmost to pray Isha in jama'ah. You strive your utmost to pray, yani, those, because Isha and Fajr, if you pray that in jama'ah, you'll have as if the whole night you were in prayer, in Qiyam al-Layl. You pray the Qiyam al-Layl as well, you get that as well, reward for that. Naam. Ghufir Allahumma taqaddam min dhanbi, as you all know from the hadith. So yeah, it starts from that time. Because the night starts from Maghrib, when the sun sets.
And
some of them that I mentioned, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he mentioned about the sun comes up without any rays. Hadith, the sun comes up without any rays, comes like a disc or coin, you know, without rays. You can see it's clear, it's peaceful on that night, because Allah says salamun hatta matla' al-fajr, there will be peace, tranquility until the fajr. And likewise, the angels fill the earth. The angels, they fill the earth. They come down, they descend. Naam. And that they bring lots of peace and tranquility and a lot of good feeling as well in the heart. These are some of the things that the ulama mention. The sun has no rays. No. Any more signs, if maybe the brothers can add?
Light rain.
No, there's something about that as well. We mentioned.
Is there a book you advise
in this? Any, the books of the ulama. Regard every. So, when you say when there's a book, if we are acquainted with the books of Sunnah, then we already have books. Subhanallah. You have the books of the Sunnah. You have Bukhari, you have Muslim, Sunnah Abi Dawood, Sunnah Tirmidhi, Sunnah Ibn Majah. So they have all sections on fiqh, chapter headings, and those headings are the fiqh of the a'imah. And then from those books, you can find also what they are. And that's to give you the background, some ahadith in there. You got Bulugh al-Maram, you got Amit al-Ahkam, you got Lu'lu' al-Marjan, from those books. Na'am. And from the books of the ulama, those who you know from the ulama of the day. So anything from Shaykh al-Albani, rahmatullah, buy it. Anything from Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, rahmatullah, buy it. Anything from Shaykh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, buy it. From the ulama of Al-Sunnah, you know, alive today, like Shaykh Salih Fawzan and Shaykh Rabi', buy those books. Because one day they will not be available. So you gather those books for your reference. They are your weapons. We don't carry weapons. And I heard some Salafis, hadahumullah. Some Salafis, hadahumullah, or those who ascribe to Salafiyah, they're carrying guns. This is not the way, ya ikhwan. Whoever is doing it. What are you carrying a gun for? They say because they want to be protected. What about if you cause more harm than good, then you go down for life? You wasted your life, your children's life, your wife's life, and your family's life. So much harm and depression you caused to your mother and father because of your silly way, your foolishness, wallah. because you want to be protected. That's not how you protect yourself. You want to be protected, don't go out at night. Alhamdulillah, we go out like this. We don't go out at night. Don't be around city places. Don't be protected. Go by car. Don't go by train at night, middle of the night, 12 o'clock, and you say, I'm Mujahid. La yaghi. Be careful. Carrying a gun or carrying nunchuckers and yani, whatever it is. I don't even know if you know how to use them or not. Or a knife. I mean, nunchuck, I don't know. I think they say it's forbidden to use.
Yes,
yeah. Forbidden to use, they say. Yeah, and if you want to protect yourself, go to the gym. A lot of brothers, they go to the gym, mashallah. You know, I don't know how many times they go to the gym. More than the durus, maybe. SubhanAllah. Almost become like a culture. Come to England, where's the brothers going to the gym? Always, 3-4 times. In Saudi, we never have time, man. Once a week, maybe, to do some activity. But very hard to find time because it's durus every day. Very hard to find time. But mashallah, here, people complain about time, but they're always in the gym. MashaAllah, it's good to look after yourself, strengthen yourself. Naam, don't be, because a strong believer is better than a weak one, and that's in Iman as well as in his jism. He's strong in his jism, that he's able to worship Allah. His intention to strengthen his body in order to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to be, protect himself and his family and their honor. And you get reward for that, inshallah. Naam. What did he say?
He said sometimes it was apparent, sometimes you can't see.
Jazakallah khair. So you go to it and find out and let us know. Asr time, 6 o'clock. Inshallah. So that we can all benefit, inshallah. Yani ta'awanu, ikhwan. This is how we find the ulama, mushaykh. Ta'awanu. They will ask you, you go and do it then. That's good. Ta'awan. Al-birri wa taqwa. Encourage each other. Upon bir, upon righteousness and taqwa. Anyway, there's to be honest with you, I couldn't find it for some reason. It was here this morning. I was looking at it. You just ما رأيكم في جماعة تبليغ بيان الشيخ أحد الحضرات مناقشة الشيخ الباني رجلا اسمه عقل. نعم, that one really تتمة النقاش في جماعة. نعم, ما قولكم في خروج. نعم, هل يجوز للسلف للخروج مع جماعة التبليغ؟ تنبيه للشيخ تتمة الكلام حول حكم استعمال تلفون, رد على شبهة من يقول هل يجوز النشر الدعوة. تتمة الكلام سئل عن جماعة التبليغ, ما رأيكم في الكتاب حياة الصحابة, ما رأيكم في هذا الأصل عند جماعة التبليغ. تتمة الكلام حول الأصل, نصيحة الشيخ إذا جماعة التبليغ هناك, هل قول جماعة التبليغ إن سنة, هل نفهم منكم إبطال الدعوة, ما رأيكم في جماعة التبليغ لا يهتمون بتصحيح العقائد. نعم, هل إخوان, نعم, ما حكم خروج مع جماعة التبليغ, ما حكم نصيحة لجماعة التبليغ الخروج التبليغي, الفرق بين الخروج. أولا, هل جماعة التبليغ, if anyone wants a copy of this, all they have to do is bring 40-50 gigabyte dhakira before I leave. Take it, I advise you to take it. And the brothers who want to, so that they can have references always. If somebody mentions something, you have also the fatawa of the mashayikh all in front of you on any topic you like. It's audio, this one is audio, so you can't go wrong, mashallah. Amen. Huh? It's Arabic. Naam. Yaqi, learn Arabic. This is most important for all of us. Naam. We have to learn Arabic, Yaqi, to be standing on our own 2 feet. Have to. Otherwise, we'll always rely on translations. Translation doesn't give you the... Looking at Arabic, mashallah, you can do a lot of research. Look how much research you can do here just by looking at this. Naam. Bukhur. It doesn't break your fast. Inshallah, it doesn't break your fast. But it's something that, you know, you have to, don't use too much. This is what Sheikh Ubaid says. It doesn't break your fast. Some of the scholars say that, if it's too much and that it might go inside your throat and that. But this is actually not eating and drinking. Remember, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah says, what enters that's not allowed is eating and drinking and shahwa, fulfilling your desires. And this is not considered to be eating and drinking. And he mentioned that regarding also the, some people they use eye drops. Is that eating and drinking? No, so it's allowed. Airdrops, is that eating and drinking? No, then it's allowed. Dukhan is not eating and drinking. Bukhur. Asthma, the Mashaykh say if it's got a madda in there that's medical medication, shouldn't use it while you're fasting. Although it's hawa, although it's air, if you use it and it's got a madda in there that's medication, then that will enter you. That, so don't you keep away from that until after you break your fast. That's what we heard from the Mashaykh. Naam. Ah, Jazakallah khair. Ahsan, you got internet so quick. مشرف فضيلة العلامة الشيخ محمد ناصر ذلك أمر وجداني يشعر به كل من أنعم الله تبارك وتعالى عليه برؤية ليلة القدر لأن الإنسان في هذه الليلة يكون مقبلا على عبادة الله عز وجل وعلى ذكره والصلاة له فيتجلى الله عز وجل على بعض عباده بشعور ليس يعتاده حتى الصالحون لا يعتادونه في سائر أوقاتهم فهذا الشعور. It says the feeling, he mentions about the greatness of the feeling that even the righteous people that they feel on that blessed night. يعني هو الذي يمكن الاعتماد عليه بأن صاحبه يرى ليلة القدر. والسيدة عائشة رضي الله عنها قد سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سؤالا ينبني على إمكان شعور الإنسان برؤيته ليلة القدر حينما توجهت بسؤالها النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام يقول يا رسول الله إذا أنا رأيت ليلة القدر ماذا أقول؟ قال قولي اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. ففي هذا الحديث فائدتان. That's nice والله. الفائدة الأولى أن المسلم يمكن أن يشعر شعورا ذاتيا شخصيا بملاقاته لليلة القدر. والفائدة الثانية أنه إن شعر بذلك فخير ما يدعو به هو هذا الدعاء اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو. وقد جاء في هذه المناسبة في كتابنا هذا الترغيب في بعض الدروس المتأخرة أن خير ما يسأل الإنسان ربه تبارك وتعالى هو العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة. نعم هناك ليلة القدر بعض الإمارات نعم الأمارات والعلامات المادية لكن هذا قد لا يمكن أن يرى ذلك كله من يرى وبعلم ليلة القدر إلا أن هذه العلامات بعضها يتعلق بالجو العالم الخارجي كأن تكون مثلا الليلة ليست بقارة إيش بقارة ولا حارة. Another sign as well we missed out. The night is not going to be too hot or too cold. It's going to be معتدل. It's going to be in between, not just peaceful, but also the jaw, the atmosphere, the weather is going to be still or not cold, not warm. And the حيث أخبر عليه الصلاة والسلام بأن تطلع صبيحة ليلة القدر كأيش تصت كالقمر, just like a moon, it will raise up the sun. ليس له شعاع without any rays. هكذا تطلع الشمس في صبيحة ليلة القدر. وقد رأى هذا من بعض الناس الصالحين ممن كان يهمهم رؤية أو ملاحظة ذلك في كثير من ليالي القدر. ليس المهم بالنسبة للمتعبد التمسك بمثل هذه الظواهر لأن هذه الظواهر هي عامة, هذه طبيعة الجو, لكن لا يستوي كل من عاش في ذلك الجو ليرى ليلة القدر. ومن عاش في صفاء النفس في لحظة من تلك اللحظات في تلك الليلة المباركة بحيث أن الله عز وجل يتجلى عليه برحمته وفضله فيلهمه ويؤيده بما سبق وبغيره. So he just said, Allah, don't be too concerned with these alamat too much. Just try your best and worship Allah in these nights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you reach it and will give you that which you strive for. والعلامات العادية هي علامات لا تدل على أن كل من شاهدها ولمسها قد رأى ليلة القدر وهذا أمر واقعي لكن الناحية التي يجدها الإنسان في نفسه من الصفاء الروحي والشعور برؤية ليلة القدر ويتوجه ويتوجهه أو توجهه إلى الله وتوجهه إلى الله بسؤاله بما شرع. هذه هي الناحية التي نعم. So what is important, he says, is your striving to reach that night, يعني to do your ibadah for that night. Anyway, أخوان, can't really find that, so I'm gonna call it a day. جزاكم الله خيرا. نعم. طيب, forgive us, إخوان. I was trying to get it for you, but قدر الله. So like, for example, you are now doing i'tikaf. The shu'ur of i'tikaf should be with you. You are now in ibadah. The shu'ur, don't waste your time in kathrat al-kalam, talking too much. Read the Quran, learn your deen, even if you have to read together. Yani, do those things that are going to benefit you. These days are short. I remember in Medina, subhanAllah, you have lots of tulab, and you can just, mashallah, just sit with some of the elder tulab and just, you know, actually just spend there and just benefit from them. And they remind you, going through books, or going through the Quran and its tafsir, going through, this is what they used to do. Busy themselves in these nights. So whether you're doing i'tikaf or outside i'tikaf, these are blessed times. And remember, the night is better than the day. The night is better than the day. So don't be sleeping at night and awake in the day. It should be the opposite in this time. Maybe if you sleep at night 1 or 2 hours just to get a bit of rest, but try to get some rest in the day so you are able to have strength at night. So it's good to have the qaylula, for example, now to sleep until asr, rest, so you are strong at night. Now when the night comes and it's an odd night and you're, you know, snoring, that's not good. Or in the night comes and you are talking too much, one tasbih is better than 1,000 months. Ibadah, 2 rakah is better than 1,000 months. So, you know, use that time beneficially, not in kathrat al-kalam, talking about things that maybe there's ikhtilaf over. And na'am, there's no harm in discussing these affairs with dalil and so on. Alhamdulillah, that's good if it's for talab al-ilm. And remember the state of the heart. That is what you're here for, to rectify that, to better yourself as a Muslim.
Now,
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, but everybody's human. The ulama, we love them for their striving, but if they made a mistake in anything that they said, that we don't accept them, accept that mistake that they have done. But we still honor them. You know, Shaykh Al-Masih, mashallah, is from the kibar ulama, is from the elders. Shaykh Maqbir, rahimullah, when I went to see him in Jeddah, he advised that we study with Shaykh Abdul Mahsin. And we mentioned to him Shaykh Ubaid, he smiled. And these are some of the traits, because Shaykh Maqbir, rahimullah, used to always ask, what you studying and who you studying with? He would ask questions. And we told him where we were. We used to visit him, and he was ill in Jeddah at that time. Rahimullah. He used to love Sheikh Rabi' much. SubhanAllah, Sheikh Muqbir, rahimullah, he asked me, where are you from? I said, Morocco, originally. He said, tell Maghrawi, just like that. How am I going to tell Maghrawi? I didn't mean that I'm living in Morocco. Sheikh didn't know. He said, tell Maghrawi that I'm advisor to him, and that he promised he will take his errors back, and that these errors are to be written. Yani the retraction should be written, the tawbah should be written, to give me a copy and give Sheikh Rabi' a copy. That's why he said, that's the last time we saw him. That was in Jeddah, because he used to go to this area there where he used to, the hospital, Malik Faisal Hospital. And may Allah reward Abu Ziyad, used to every day give him soup, because the Sheikh couldn't eat much. So give him soup every day, feeding the Sheikh, looking after the Sheikh, putting him in a hotel, putting him, just looking after the Sheikh really well, taking him around. Jazallah khair. And he did that with Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi, rahimahullah. And he did that with other mashayikh. Now, Abu Ziyad Khaybaq is the one who runs the website called mirath.net, and also before that, salafidurus.net. So they, alhamdulillah, looking after the ulama is good. Looking for their well-being, you know, respecting them. جزاكم الله خيرا.
I was thinking about your thing yesterday on the car. If you look at the verse before it, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ يَفْسَحِ. See, the first one is يَفْسَحِ. That's also kasra. Why?
جواب
شرط.
سيرفع الله لك.
Is also the جواب. Why?
فَإِذَا قِيلَ انشُزُوا فَانشُزُوا. That's the جواب. يرفع.
Why?
جواب. Because if you do this, then this is going to happen.
This is going to happen. So from the adab, تفسح في المجالس, from it is also humbling yourself, making a space for your brother. Humility, you know, arrogant, you know, you're putting a space for your brother. So humility is a sign of Allah will raise you. Allahu Akbar. And Prophet said that, he says, من تواضع لله رفعه الله. Whoever humbles himself to Allah, Allah raises him. So that's the only way out I could find.